Hey friends, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. It is me, your host, Laura Khalil. I am thrilled to be here with you today. I want to start by giving a shout out to all those who have left a review for Brave by Design on Apple Podcasts. Your 5-star reviews have really helped the show. In fact, last week, I had the pleasure of speaking at the Detroit Podcast Festival all about how Brave by Design got into the top 125 of iTunes about 2.5 months after launching. And that was thanks to your subscriptions to the show, your reviews of the show, and your continued support. So I want to thank you for that. And if you have someone who might like this show, why don't you pass it along to them? And better yet, find us on Instagram at I Am Brave by Design. I'm posting there throughout the week talking about the episodes and other cool stuff to really get you in the mindset for success. So today's episode was actually inspired by one of our listeners. So Abby, if you're listening, hello. Abby is one of the great listeners and supporters of myself and of Brave by Design. And, you know, it's really rare that I actually have the opportunity to meet a fan of the show, especially a fan who's become a friend. But Abby and I had a chance to meet last week, and it was so cool to just have a conversation with her and, you know, hear from you guys. That really helps me learn about the type of content to create. And one of the things we ended up talking about was what is actually holding us back. You know, what most of us are being held back by, at least in some way, is that we are waiting for permission. How many of you grew up asking permission of your mom or dad to go to the park, to get in the science fair, to, you know, get ideas for where to apply to college, for who you could hang out with on the weekend? We become very, very accustomed to doing that as children and as young adults. And the fact is that even as we grow up, it's hard for all of us to get out of the habit of subliminally thinking, do I need permission to do this? And I probably do need someone's permission. None of us do a really great job of teaching kids how to give themselves permission. So this came to me, well, there's a couple things. The first is when I coach clients, a lot of my clients come to me, and what is at the heart of what's actually going on is that they need someone to give them permission, and that someone ends up being the coach who tells them, yes, you're good enough. Yes, you can do this. Yes, it's worth trying. Yes, why the heck not? Yes, you're the right age to do it. You're not too old. You're not too young. You're just perfect. I learned a lot about this, as I said, through coaching, but also through Elizabeth Gilbert. She came to Detroit a few years ago, and she was promoting her book, Big Magic. And if you have not heard of that book, seriously recommend giving it a read. And she came into town to promote the book, and we began to talk about sort of people needing permission. And it was really the first time I'd thought about that. And I thought, oh yeah, isn't that interesting? How many things are we waiting for approval or permission to do? And so this is one of the exercises she gave us to do during her talk, and I want to share it with you. So grab a piece of paper, okay? And I want you to write on that piece of paper a note. And this is a note to yourself, basically. And I want you to imagine it coming from, you know, that part of yourself, that higher self in you, that place of divine wisdom and knowledge and peace and joy. And this is a note where you're going to write, Dear Laura, or dear whatever your name is, dear Abby, I want to give you permission to do all of the following. And then underneath that note, write what you need permission to do. You have permission to not do your hair. You have permission to look for another job before you've been somewhere for 2 years. You have permission to end a crummy relationship that's going nowhere. You have permission not to call your mom every day if it stresses you out. You have permission to tell people how you really feel in a kind, clear, empathetic way. You have permission to ask for a raise. You have permission to go back to school. You have permission to not want to have kids or to have another one. Those are just a few ideas for you, but write your list of what is holding you back and what you feel like you need to have permission to do. And I know that that can seem a little cheesy. And some people hear this and they're like, oh my gosh, Laura, that's so cheesy. That's so cheesy. Well, let's cheese it up. Who cares? Like, if it doesn't matter, try it. Try it. What's the worst thing that can happen? You do it and you think it's cheesy. The alternative is you do nothing. And you, if you do nothing, I guarantee you, you're going to be exactly where you are right now. So you might as well just try something. It's a game. It's fun. It's playful. And the more that we can look at life through the lens of playfulness, the more joyful life actually becomes. Take that note, put it in your desk drawer, or pin it up to, you know, above your desk and remind yourself of it. You deserve those things. And it's time to stop holding yourself back. Friends, I want to wish you an incredible week ahead. And in the meantime, stay brave.